It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And Paul Ramos sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning, and Josh Benega's across the table from me here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, and happy Star Wars Day to you, Paul.
You're going to say it, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I know you said you'd smack whoever said this to you, so may the 4th be with you.
Okay, I can't reach you from here. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
To a point, yeah. Yeah. No. I don't... I don't have a stormtrooper outfit or anything, but my little Ike emoji on my county email is a picture of a stormtrooper helmet.
Oh, so, wow. Okay, you are then.
I have a bobblehead on my desk of a stormtrooper, and I have one of Yoda.
Oh, gee, then you are a Star Wars fan.
Well, the Yoda one is him giving the thumbs up saying, Yoda man. That's a little joke I have with Adam Conroy. So
you the man?
Yoda man.
Yoda man. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah. And that was a sound effect I made with my hands, the smacking sound.
Right. There was no physical. All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always. Glad to do it. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Lawrence Eugene Harding. Lawrence was born on August 27th, 1931, in Yale, South Dakota. I don't even know where that is.
Wow, I've never heard of Yale, South Dakota.
I know there's a Florence, there's a Hayti. It's not Haiti, it's Hayti.
Okay. Nice. We've got to look that up when we're done.
Bunch of unique names out there. Yep. There was one I never even heard of. Turns out my great aunt Ethel went to school there.
Okay.
I started with a Ketterman or something
okay,
like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, regardless, he was born.
Where's he from? Who is this again?
Lawrence Harding, born August 27th, 1931, Yale, South Dakota. Passed away February 24th, 2020. He entered active duty in the United States Air Force on August 24th, 1951, in Los Angeles, California. Honorably discharged 4 years later on August 23rd, 1955, at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida. He was an electrician with the 3201st Installations Group. Spent 11 months and 27 days overseas, foreign service. Didn't say where he served, but he served during overseas, but he did serve during the Korean conflict. Here in the National Defense Service Medal and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Lawrence, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Did you see over the weekend they laid to rest the World War II veteran there in New Ulm, in the New Ulm Cemetery?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the DNA found remains of him, so his family and that were, yeah, that was on the TV.
I know my colleagues are very active down in New Ulm and are very active in the memorial services there. So
yep.
I'm sure they had hands in it. So
that's right. A lot of people there. Good to see. All right, what are we talking about today, Josh?
AI tool helps VA process community care documentation faster.
Ooh.
AI is artificial intelligence, and it's getting way more prominent these last few years. The VA put out a news release on April 29th from their digital health office discussing how AI will aid VA community care in processing incoming faxes. AI-driven e-fax fix, that's AIEFF, reduces administrative work, saving time, and improving accuracy. Fax machines seem to be becoming outdated, but they're still HIPAA compliant. So I know my office has one. I know I use that very, very often, as does County Family Services. Law enforcement still uses them. So they're because they're still HIPAA compliant. So the VA receives a lot of faxes. So this AI-driven e-fax will reduce administrative work, saving time, improving accuracy. Veterans receive care from providers in the communities. VA calls it community care, where they will pay for a veteran to be seen locally to avoid long wait times or long commutes. Important medical documents must be added to their VA health records quickly so care teams have the information they need. A new artificial intelligence tool is helping make that process faster and more accurate for veterans who seek care at VA healthcare facilities. Their eFax Fix is a new technology that streamlines our community. The automated system uses AI to save staff time, reducing stress, and help ensure veterans' records are updated quickly. By automating a time-consuming administrative process, the new AI-enabled technology allows VA staff to spend less time sorting documents and more time supporting veterans' care. Addressing a growing challenge in community care, each year VA receives more than 13 million electronic faxes. I know I send at least three or four a week to them, so... At least three or four. But community care providers who treat veterans outside of the VA healthcare system. Before the introduction of this AIEFF, staff had to manually open each fax, locate key information, rename files, route documents so they could be added to the veterans' medical records. Manual process was labor-intensive, time-consuming, and error-prone, creating backlogs, staff burnout, and overtime costs. So this AI automation will keep veterans' medical records current. It streamlines the process, automatically reviewing incoming documents, organizing the information, and routing files to the appropriate location within the veteran's health record. Early results show the AI-driven tool is already helping reduce administrative burden and improve efficiency across participating facilities. It's a AI-based solution is delivering immediate and promising results, shorter eFax processing times, fewer document backlogs, less documentation errors, lower administrative costs. They'll continue to be rolling it out nationwide. I couldn't find where it says that what facilities are being used at the moment, so it's being rolled out nationwide.
Right.
VA works to streamline community care documentation and support timely, accurate updates to veterans' health records. I know a couple years ago when I had a back injury, I had an MRI done locally that the VA covered through community care. Mm-hmm. And later I saw my VA provider, and they already had the results. So I'm sure the MRI people had to send it to the radiology to interpret the results, and then so I'm sure it was all quickly processed.
Right.
So, but she hours after the MRI, they had the results in my file, and it was just kind of amazed me.
How quick
that turnaround was.
Right. Good. All right. Anything else?
No, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on that Veterans Linkage Line, too.
And that number is, where's that thing? Right here.
It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website. Yep.
And what exactly is that? Is that for, what does it do, I guess?
Well,
what's that link?
Well, state of Minnesota has three of these linkage lines. They have the Senior Linkage Line, the Disability Linkage Line, and the Veterans Linkage Line. And what it is, basically, it's call centers where people who are have questions can be routed to either routed to the proper resource.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I would say probably maybe two-thirds at least of the Veterans Linkage Line's answers are contact your county veteran service officer.
Okay. And that would be you.
Yes, that would be me.
Okay.
And I'm in the lower level of courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. This week is looking pretty clear of meetings and stuff, so I should be in the office most of the week. But it's always better to call, make sure I'm around, because, surprise meeting could come up or something. And you can call me by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Josh, thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, Paul, and happy Star Wars Day again.
Go ahead. You can say it.
May the 4th be with you.
All right. That's Josh Benega with our Vets Info on the Earth for today.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Rules.